Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone.
Good evening. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. This is Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone had a wonderful Memorial weekend. Well, I had a pretty quiet one. I didn't do much, still under the weather, and hopefully I will get better soon and get rid of all this germs that has been upon my body. But I think God is able, so I'm going to be just fine because I know he's going to clear this germs out of my body real soon, because I believe it. Well, tonight we are going to talk about dysfunctional. Dysfunctional. But before we do, just one second here. Don't have all my papers together that I thought I had in front of me. But anyway, we're going to talk about the functional. Well, let's talk about what the functional means. The word dysfunctional is often used to describe individuals, family, relationship, organization, and even government. We hear all the time that, oh, you from a dysfunctional family, that your family is either crazy or don't have it all together. Most of the time, that's the way you hear that phrase being spoken, dysfunctional. Well, first, while functional means it is proper working order, dysfunctional is the opposite. It is broken, not working properly, unable to do what is designed to do. So, dysfunctional. Let me talk about it in another way. When we go through trials and tribulation, we become weak. We become broken, just like it says in the definition. It's broken, not working properly, unable to do what is designed to do. When we go through trials and tribulation, we become weak. We become broken. when a member of our family are going through something, or sickness, very ill, or even ourselves, like cancer, or whatever, we become broken. We are unable to do or think or keep the faith to what it was designed for us to do by God. God wants us to have faith. God doesn't want us to fall apart, become dysfunctional. He wants us to weather the storm. He wants us to have the faith to get to walk through it one day at a time, and praying to him and believing in him that he'll help us through it. He doesn't want us to become broken and dysfunctional. Yes, we are human, so we do have those feelings. But the good news is, in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So none of us are perfect. We do fall short because, like I say, we are human. We have those human feelings, and we become dysfunctional. Paul talks about it in the letters he wrote to Romans about how we, let me read about what he says here. "We all have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. For we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Another thing, the good news is all are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus, to receive by faith. When we invite Christ in our lives and accept God's offer of forgiveness and new life, we are on the path of becoming that person he created us to be, what we are designed to be done, what he appointed us to do. We don't immediately become perfect. It takes time for us to get it together. But we no longer have to remain broken and dysfunctional. So even though we feel and go through the different things that we go through life, we don't have to remain in that. We don't have to continue to waddle forever in that dark place. God will give us the strength and comfort to get us through this. So we don't have to stay broken. We don't have to stay dysfunctional. Our family doesn't. As we pray together, things can change. I know a family member, yes, she became very dysfunctional of the things, her behavior, the things that she was doing. But God, his grace and mercy, can overcome and heal your body and make you whole again, because that person I'm talking about is going to church and also has made a change in their life. And they were very considered as being dysfunctional, one of the members of the family to be that, because that's most of the time you hear that phrase, that family is very dysfunctional, their people in that family are. But God, his grace and mercy, he can save that person, he can make that person a new creature in Christ. So we have to believe that sometimes it takes time, but it can happen with prayer. Through the Holy Spirit, we receive daily strength to honor God in what we say and do, to put off our old self, which is the broken part, to be made new in the attitude of our minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God and true righteousness and holiness. So we can. God can make us whole again. We can put away the old self and put on the new self as we walk in faith and believing that God will get us through this part in our life when we feel broken. We should seek comfort and strength from God, centering our minds and heart in prayer. We should let go of our thoughts of challenge or doubt and simply rest in the stillness of God. Let me read that again. We should seek comfort and strength to God in God, centering our minds, really our minds, body, and soul, and heart in prayer, and let go of thoughts and of challenges of doubt. We need to get rid of those doubts. And simply rest in the stillness of God. Sometimes we have to be still. Sometimes we have to meditate or just, being still and asking for the presence of God to come in our lives and speak to us. We should release our concerns to the all-knowing presence of God within. And just knowing that if you are not consider yourself as being dysfunctional, you are okay. Someone else in your family or friend is dysfunctional. You must pray for that person. And in time, God will make a change in that person's life. Sometimes it's a while. It takes a while. But more prayer that goes up, that person can become a new creature in Christ. So we must, if we are not in that state of being, and somebody else that we around, we should continue to pray for them. We should not give up on them. So we must continue to depend on God. It says in our dysfunctional lives, we turn to God for restoration and strength. And we should thank him for his amazing grace and love. We should never give up on these things, which is even though it feels, sometimes it feels that way. When Al died, I thought I was broken. I thought I was broken into 1,000 pieces. I was numb. I was dysfunctional in spirit. My nerves took control of my body. My skin itched uncontrollably. I had no control of my nerves. When I got back from the hospital, I called my girlfriend, and a church member came over when called my church about what had happened. And one of the ladies that I worked closely with in Sunday school, we taught primary Sunday school together with the children. And she came over, and my girlfriend came over. And I could not stop itching. My whole body was set on fire, itching continuously, uncontrollably. And what they did to calm my nerve, it was my nerve. It wasn't nothing else but my nerve. And they got alcohol, and they rubbed my body completely down. And as they did that, I became more calmer, and the itch began to go away. But my body felt so, I had no control over my body. I was numb. I was dysfunctional in spirit. My nerves got control of me. But God, for his amazing grace and love, he began to put me back together again, piece by piece. Piece by piece. He walked with me. He talked with me. He sent people, resources to me, putting me back together piece by piece because I thought I was broken in 1,000 pieces. I had no control of my being. It's amazing how God can turn things around in your life. He's a mighty God and an awesome God that we serve, and the things that he does for us when we in that state of being, feeling broken and dysfunctional. Sometimes it doesn't go away immediately, but he will give you comfort when you need it. He will do that. He's a faithful and awesome God. He never gives up on you, even though sometimes we think that he does. So just know in Romans 3:23 says, "For we all have sinned and fall short for the glory of God." So we are not perfect. Sometimes we feel these different ways. We feel lonely. We feel frustrated, confused. We are tearful. We have very little joy in our hearts. We have all these different emotions. Our faith gets weak. Even though we love God, our faith gets weak because we start thinking these different things, having doubts. All of those things that we begin feeling. But God gives us that comfort and letting us know that if we seek him, he will give us that comfort and strength that he needs. We must continue to pray. And we also have to try to control our thoughts and our mind and our soul, because it can take us in that dysfunctional state of being. But when we keep the presence of God, he will definitely put us together again, just like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. He fell into pieces. But he was put back together again. And that's the same way God put us back together again. He takes us out of that state of dysfunctional. He puts us back in his love and his comfort. He puts his arms around us and let us know that we are going to be all right. He uplifts our spirits. And he helps us to release all those things out of our minds that we should not have, bringing us back in his peace as we give him the glory, and also asking him for his guidance and comfort, and getting us through these different things. So just knowing that, just because the word says dysfunctional, that it is broken, not working properly, unable to do what it is designed to do, what God designed us to do also, what he wants us to be. We can change that word from dysfunctional to functional. Functional means it is properly working. We want to be working in divine order, in God. Believing in God, trusting God, loving God. So that's the way we need to live and to feel. So we have to put our trust in the Holy Spirit to come over us and be able to be functional instead of dysfunctional. We must rebuke that spirit of dysfunctional. And knowing that that is not of God, and believing in him and trusting him and doing his will. As we begin to grow closer to God, again, he will help us to live from the broken pieces, to live and live as he designed us to be, to walk in faith and not by sight. And that is the end of my message for tonight. I have some announcement. Let me go to announcement, some important announcement. I want to talk about the event that we are having this the Saturday before Father's Day. It is called Panel Discussion. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, present panel discussion for widows, for widowers, and their family. Featured panel are authors from the recent released book, Our Widow's Touch. Yes, A Widow's Touch. True Stories of Encouragement and Healing. Saturday, June 17th, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, Community Resource Center, Annex C, 1879 Glenwood Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. Reverend Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr., our senior pastor. We will have a panel discussion, Real Talk Firsthand, Taking the Clothes Out of the Closet, Sleeping Alone, My Protector is Gone, Taking Charge of My Life, Moan and Move On, Questions and Answers, and more. There is a $20 donation to come to this event, but it includes an autographed copy of our new release book, A Widow's Touch. PayPal accepted. And if you need more information or you want to contact us by email and asking a question regarding this event, it is tncwidows@gmail.com. And if you need to get in touch with me, you can always reach me at 770-981-9118. We are asking you to go to your pastor or the person in charge of bereavement at your church and help us to help sponsor widows to this event, or you can bring donation from your church wherever you are coming from. And that is the biggest thing that's happening in the month of June, panel discussion. Also, on June the 22nd, if you're here in Atlanta, you're having a grief seminar at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, sponsored by the Willie Watkins Funeral Home. And if you want, that is a free event. If you want to come to that, it's going to be on a Thursday evening, 7 to 9. That's June 22nd. Come and be encouraged. We will have several counselors, professional counselors there, if you have any questions or concern. And there will be refreshment given at the end of the session, the seminar. So those are two things that we are providing for the month of June to you to help you through any type of encouragement that you may need, or questions and answers, too. We're going to have professional people there that will be able to answer anything. Or I will be there with my books, too, so you can come and purchase a Widow's Touch book there at the Grief Seminar, sponsored by Willie Watkins Funeral Home. And that's pretty much all of our announcement that we have tonight. Just continue to be encouraged and knowing that God is able to give you that comfort that you need to get through any type of loss. It doesn't have to be someone's death. It can be a divorce or a loss of anything that's having you to get through this time in your life that's giving you some sadness and not joy in your life. So just knowing that he's able to take away all those pain, give you comfort and give you the help that you need, give you resources and people around you that will help you get through these different times in your life. And there's so many things that are happening out there. It's so amazing that what's happening in the world. I just was informed to be careful when I go to pump my gas. This is in not just a Decatur area, in different areas of the city. They're putting needles as you pump your gas to pick up the nozzle. You got to be careful because they are planting needles there, undisposed needles. So please be careful out there if you get this message. And we just have to continue to ask God for protection. I always say for me and my family every day, no weapon that is formed against me and my family shall prosper, because there's so many craziness that's happening out there. So we must be more prayerful than we ever been before because of this time and of the world, how, you know, the Bible is coming to life, the things that have been said, the revelation, the different things we're not going to understand, the season of the year, the things that are happening. And this is happening right now. So we must be in prayer for our friends and family and neighbors, for each other, because we are not in this world alone. We must be there for each other. So that is all I have tonight. Tune in again next week, the same time. Have a great week, and just knowing that God is able to keep you from being dysfunctional to functional. He has designed you, created you to be a certain way in life, and he wants you to do just that, but you must be prayerful and ask him what your purpose in life and how do you get through the different trials and tribulations in your life, asking him for that strength. And he's an awesome God, so he loves us, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a good night.
out that way.